Okay, so the Rambam in Sharish Tess, the Rambam lays down a principle, two principles in a way, followed by the Rambam, it's one. And that is that, first of all, what the Rambam says here in Sharish Tess, how he begins, that if the Torah repeats a lav many times, or an asay, repeats a mitzvah many times, sometimes the Torah says the same mitzvah many times. Either because it wants to add certain details, didn't say the first time, or like the Gemara says, sometimes the Torah says the parsha again from Shum Dvarim Shenischat Shabbat, a certain problem in the halacha that need to be supplied, or just to tell me that the Torah is very makbid on this issue. The Torah sorts about it many times, so like the Lesson Lesson here. So on. So the Rambam says, first of all, that does not count as more than one mitzvah. It's one prohibition. The fact that Torah says it, Torah reiterates it several times, does not make it into several mitzvahs. And that the Ramban says he thinks that everybody agrees to that. The Rambam goes further, and the Rambam says that by the same token, he does not get more than one set of malchus. The Torah says aloud several times, "Shitas Ramam," is that you don't get more than one set of malchus. And it seems from the whole flow of the Ramam that in the Ramam's mind, this is Hainohach, it's the same idea. That the number of mitzvahs and the number of malchus are two sides of the same, coin. That already the Ramban does not agree with. Ravan does not agree. Ravan sends you to a Gemara in, I don't know if I got time to go to the Ramban, but the Ramban sends you to Gemara in Gemara in Beis, I think, that somebody ate a sheretz. Rachel Namorla loy ka'arva, sheretz oretz. So the Gemara says you like it four times. So Rashi learns pshat, because the Torah says four times not to eat, but there's four lav in the Torah, not to eat a sheretz. Not to eat a sheretz oretz. Couple of times says not to eat sheretz oretz, a couple of times says not to eat shrotzim in general. So sachak, well, it's four times that there is mazi not to eat shrotzim, these kind of shrotzim. Says the Ramban. You see that this Gemara we're not going to get into right now. It's all this whole mitzvah. But the Gemara says often the mother like the arba, sira like the chamish, often the mother like the arba. And there's another kind of bugbe like the chamish, sira like the sheish. So Rashi learns that Gemara that it's because of the ribei alava. Sheretz Oretz has a certain amount of Ribei Alavin and Sheretz Aliyah. There's a different number of Ribei Alavin, but it's the Ribei Alavin precipitates the Ribei of Malchus. And the Rambam has a different shot in that Gemara. That the fact that Torah repeats a lav several times, Omer by the Rambam, does not make another lav. The only thing is, the Rambam says that there are different lavin for different kinds of bugs. Sheretz Oretz has its own lav, Sheretz Aliyah has another lav. Tolos HaPeiros that are engendered in Peiros, that being Paravarova is allowed by itself, and then there's a general lav for shotzim. So it's like many different kinds of lav, different kinds of lav, the different kinds of shotzim. Then if you have a bug that at various times in its life cycle it changes roles, sometimes it starts off maybe it's a tilas aperis, then it becomes a sheretz aret, then it becomes a sheretz aif, and so on. So you get all of the malchus. If this bug is all of the above, this sheretz is it's a sheretz aret, and it's a tilas aperis, and it's a sheretz aif, and it's So therefore you can get a ribuy of lavin, because this bug has many different very versatile bugs, so that's why you get many malchus. But that talk counts as separate lavin. The fact that Torah says there's a separate lav for sheretz aretz, there's a separate lav for sheretz aretz, there's a separate lav for delos aperis. Those are independent lavin. There are certain bugs that are all of the above. So you get all of these sort of, it's like you have something that happens to be, it's Gidanosh and Basel B'chol, like you can have these sort of, that they happen to coincide and what they intersect in the same chetzo. So that's what the Gemara, according to the Rambam, that's what that Gemara is talking about. Akapanim, that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says, he doesn't know why the Rambam assumes that the number of lavin, that the number of malchus has anything to do with the number of mitzvahs in the Tayag mitzvahs. He says the two things don't go hand in hand. He says, after all, you have lavin that are certainly counted in the Tayag mitzvahs that don't have malchus at all. You have lav shem emaisa, doesn't have any malchus at all, it's still one of the Tayag mitzvahs. See, those are two independent issues. Is it a lab in the diagnosis? And do you get malchus? They don't have to go hand in hand. Because the rabbi said, by the same token, the question of how many malchus you get is not the same question as how many laven it represents. It might represent the same way you could have a lab that has no malchus at all. So it's one lab with zero malchus. So you can have one lab with four malchus. The issue of how many malchus you get, and how many laven you're over, the rabbi holds those move in separate tracks, and they don't have to have any overlap. And the Rambam holds that they do. We'll come back to the issue exactly in the Rambam. You know, what does the Rambam do? Objection of the Rambam. So first, I want to talk through an issue. Is anybody here? Psachim's matter with Psachim. Talk this to Psachim. The Rambam says that if a person buys chametz on Pesach, so he's over by Yura and by Yamatz. And the Pashup Shadner is over in Shnei Lavin. Pashup Shadner Ramam is that he's Leukishtayim. So the question is, why is he Leukishtayim? Bar Yor Bar Yimotzeh, it's the same Aver. Most of Shadner hold that Bar Yor Bar Yimotzeh is exactly the same Aver, even though the verse is Beloshim Bar Yor. That's the Gemara Pesach, it says Bar Yor, Leor Lechassar, Leor Lechachomez, Bechol Gulecha. It says in Bar Yochel Yatin, Vikavel, Bedoinis, and Anochim. Since it says Ba'yira, maybe if it's Tomun, you don't see it, maybe you're not over. Tamilon, lo yimotze. Then it says lo yimotze, but there it says Bechol, shalom yimotze bevatechem. Maybe it's only in your bias, but in your chutz or in other places, where do we know? So it says, lo yiro lecha bechol gulecha, lo yiro lecha bechol gulecha. And most of Shana learned that there's a heckish one to the other, and therefore, you're over, even on Tomun, you're over in Ba'yira. And even on Sunday Saturday, you buy it, you're over by your Motzei. And after the Hekesh, these two Lamin, they would just shed light one on the other. You have both, there's no case of Bal Yorah that's not also Bal Yorah. That's the mainstream sheet in the Shem. So the Eskan Ram, so the Fizel, according to the Ram and Shayash, so you should, it should only be one lab. The Minyan and Mitzvah should only be one lab, should only be one set of Malchus. The Mice, the Ram accounts Bal Yorah by your Motzei as separate Mitzvahs. And he seems to imply that it's two lavim, that it's two sets of malchus. Rav says you're over in shnei lavim. Rav in hilchos chametz u'matzah, and Rav in the sefer mitzvahs counts by Rav by matzah, sefer mitzvahs. So the Meister Kelim asked, what's the pshat? Chayr l'fi the Rav should be one malchus and one mitzvah. So the Kesem Mishnah answers. Kesem Mishnah is in Perek Aleph chametz u'matzah in Halacha Gimel. The Rav Mishita is. They can add over, you're only over by your if you see the chametz. So therefore it's not exactly the same. It's even though you're over on the word that says you're over on Talmud, that's talking about you're over by your matzah. Not like the like most you showing. There's a heckish one to the other. By your is only if you see the chametz. It's not identical with by your matzah. That's how the Kesem Mishnah answers the Rambam. The Rambam would say for mitzvahs is doing that way. The Rambam, when he brings down the two lavin of by your and by your matzah, he says the hisironu milirois chametz. That's by Yor, and then by Yomotzi he says hisironu that the me. I forgot exactly the lesson, but hisironu that we should have chametz in our rishos. So the simple reading of the Rambam is not like the Kesem Mishnah, that the isur by Yor is to see chametz. I chayim say Rashi seems to hold that way as well. At least I hear some Rashi. You were in the beginning of the Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shor Imsachim. Says that you'll have to feed a behemah nechaya on Erev Pesach because we assume they're going to eat it up. So the Gemara says the chiddush in a behemah is a chiddush in a chaya because a behemah, its derech is not to be. He taught, if I would have only said behemah, you could feed it to a behemah, I would have said, no, so if we'd only said you could feed it to a chaya, I would have said, a chaya, its derech is to be matmin, but it doesn't finish, it squirrels away somewhere. So I would have said, okay, that's why you're allowed to do it. But a behemoth that doesn't do that, it doesn't finish, it just leaves out. So maybe that you're not allowed to feed the behemoth chametz on Erev Pesach. And if it only said the behemoth, I would have said that the behemoth, you'll see that it's left out, so you'll know that it wasn't finished. But chai, you won't know. So the kids said it's a tzichas of you have to have behemoth and chai. So Rashi over there says, what's the advantage that it's matvin? What's the advantage that the behemoth is matvin, that the chai is matvin, the chametz? So if Rashi, because if it's matvin, you won't be able to buy your. The Pashup Shana Rashi is that by Yimotzi you will be over, but by Yor you won't be over. Rashi Shita Baisa is also similar to the Rambam. In order to have Bal Yiro, you have to see the Chametz. It's also anyway as Bal Yimotze. There's a difference between Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotze. So therefore, Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotze are not exactly identical. So Adkan, that's what the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah doesn't quote the Rashi, but that's what the Kesef Mishnah is. Miyashiv the Rambam, and Ka'amr the Lushanis of the Rambam seem to bear that. We're not learning Pesachim to go into all the details, but I wanted to plug it back in over here. L'chayr it's Tulshe. Because the Rambam here in Sherish Tess talks about a case where the Torah reiterates exactly the same mitzvah or the same mitzvah several times, like tzitzis. The Rambam says the Torah said five times that you have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. It's only one mitzvah because the Torah is just repeating itself over and over again. Maybe it's halachas that it's adding, but that's a mitzvah. It's just being said. It's the same mitzvah over and over, and so on. That's clear, however, even according to the Rambam, let's say I have two mitzvahs, that they're different. Different mitzvahs, they have different sets of actions. But there's a certain amount of overlap. You know, there are some acts that there are some cases where the two mitzvahs will overlap. So that's for sure, those are two mitzvahs, and you get two malchus, even in cases where they overlap, like we saw with the Sheretz Oretz and the Sheretz Oif. Those are two different issur, either happen to be bugs that are both. But fundamentally, these are two different issurim because they embrace different cases. The fact that there happens to be an overlap doesn't make it not two different issurim. What if you have the following case? And this here in the Sherish, we talks about it later. What if you have a case where you have two lavim, one of which is general, and the other one of which is more specific, in such a way that every case of the specific lav is a subset. The cases that are in the specific lab are a subset of the cases that are covered in the general lab. So how many mitzvahs of that, and how many lab, and how many sets of malchus do you get for that? That's not beferish over here. But the Rambam talks about this as beferish in mitzvah, in loisus in kuf ayin test. The Rambam, by us, quotes that Rambam. I don't expect you to have seen it, but I'll tell you now, just to know. The Rambam says that a case like that, and the case that the Rambam has a case, the case that the Rambam is talking about there in Kufayin Tes is Shrotzim. The Shita of the Rambam is there's a specific lab for Sheretz Ha'aretz. There's a specific lab for Sheretz Ha'aretz. There's a specific lab for Terlas HaPeres. There's a specific lab for different kinds of bugs. But then there's a general lab of not eating Shrotzim. I'm so confused, I don't remember now. But there's a general lab for Shrotzim. So every case of a Sheretz Ha'aretz is a subset of the general lab of shots, likewise of the other cases. So it says the Rambam. But in addition, there are cases of shotsim that are not included in any of the specific lab. Sheretz Hamayim does not have any specific lab of its own, but all shots Sheretz Hamayims, all shotsay Hamayim, are included in the general lab of shots. So there's a general lab of shotsim. And then you have specific subsets of shrotzim, and then you have some areas that, some kinds of shrotzim, they're not included in any of the subsets, they're only included in the general lab. So the Rambam holds, Rabbi Minyan HaMitzvahs, the lab of shrotzim is a lab, because there are cases that are not included in any of the specific lab. So it counts as a lab. But if you eat a Sheretz Ha'aretz, says the Rambam, you only get one malchus for Sheretz Ha'aretz. You don't get malchus also for the general lab of shrotzim. And it's clear from the Rambam over there that the Rambam considers that to be an instance of this principle of Sheresh Tess. This, even though it's very different. The Sheresh Tess, the Rambam is talking about occasion, turns to the same lab over and over again. Where it sits. Don't be ma'anagir, don't be ma'anagir, don't be ma'anagir, and so on. So that's one mitzvah, and it's one lab, and it's one malchus, and here we're talking about a case where the emphasis is that it's separate mitzvahs. Because since Sheretz Shotzim in general is a very general lab, it includes cases that are not included in, it includes Shotzim, like Sheretz Amayim, that are not a Sheretz Oretz, are not included in any of the sub-laven. So it does get to count as a separate mitzvah. But when you eat a Sheretz Oretz, says the Rambam, then we cannot give you two sets of malchus. Because I think the idea is, we have to ask, according to the Rambam, the issue, and maybe shed light on the whole Rambam, when we want to know how many malchus should you get, we're asking, the issue is, how many asoras were you over? And to be over more than one asora, it has to be the Torah being mazir on different things. So here, if the Torah says don't eat shrotzim, And then the Torah says a subset, don't need a sheretz for oretz. The Rambam holds, you can't look at that as being two different asaras, because the specific asara is a subset of the general asara. So that's not called the one asara is subsumed in the other. So that's not called the over two different asaras. If you eat a bug that happens to be a sheretz oretz and it happens to be a sheretz oif, those are two independent asaras, that this bug happens to belong to both clubs. So that's called you did two different asaras. You're over two different asaras. But if you eat a sheretz oretz, that's also a sheretz. Well, all shotsim are sheretz. All shotsim oretz are shotsim by definition. So we can't say, well, you were over the ashara of not eating a sheretz oretz, and you were over the ashara of not eating shotsim. Not eating a sheretz oretz is a repetition, and we're now a repetition, of the general act of not eating a sheretz. So therefore, the Rambam holds you only get one malchus, do not get two. The only case where you're looking for the general act of shotsim is if you eat a sheretz hamayim, it's not included in any of the other subsets. It's only in the general lab. Then you get malchus for shotsim. Then you'll get a malchus for the general lab of shotsim. Because then you're only over the asar of shotsim. So you get one malchus. But if you eat a sheretz oretz, then you don't get two malchus. One for sheretz oretz and one for shotsim in general.
So why not? Why did the Torah specify sheretz oretz? Like, so if it's behelm echad, you eat a random sheretz and a sheretz oretz?
And that community would be, if you had it in the chrami, I think the nafkamina would be if you had a bug that was a sheretz oretz and a sheretz oif. So I would never have said sheretz oretz. So you only get one malchus for sheretz oif, which is a subset of shotsim. But now the Torah says a specific law for sheretz oretz. So if you eat a sheretz oretz, it's still only one malchus. But if you eat a sheretz oretz, it's also sheretz oif. So then you get two malchus, one for sheretz oretz, one for sheretz oif. Complicated Rambam. Very interesting discussion. But anyway, that's the Rambam Shita. I think it's a gilui a little bit. It's hard to know exactly what it's megala, but it clearly informs this whole yisoid of the Rambam. It's not stam that the number of malchus has to be identical with the number of tayag mitzvahs, with the number of mitzvahs in the tayag mitzvahs. Here you have a case where the number of malchus is not the same as the number of mitzvahs. Sheretz ha'aretz and shotsim in general are two mitzvahs and tayag mitzvahs. Right? That's for sure. They're two independent mitzvahs and tayag mitzvahs, and there are even cases where you'll get malchus for sheretz, for shotsim in general, and for nothing else, like a sheretz hamayim that doesn't have its own law. So these are two independent mitzvahs in the minyan hamitzvahs, and yet the Rama holds that still sheretz test has applicability, and it tells me that you only get one malchus. So it's obviously more complicated. It's not merely that the number of tayag mitzvahs and the number of malchus have to be identical. It's more that you can only get another malchus if you were over some different issa. And being more general is not called being different. Yes, so what does Ram mean by us where he connects it to the minyan hamitzvahs? Some of the minyan hamitzvahs to Ram just means that it's a litmus test. You know, if I want to know if I did these two things, are these two different? Well, we may come back, but I think just as a general direction. Usually, in a typical case, the Ram holds that if it's one mitzvah, if these two acts are one mitzvah and tayag mitzvahs, then it's called you do the same thing wrong twice. If they're two different mitzvahs and the tayag mitzvahs, then it's called you do two different things. I'll give you a mashal. Without getting into the details of the sukkah, but this is the Rama's mashal. The Torah says, "By a carbon pesach, asoichel menuna, uvashel mavushel b'mayim." So you're not allowed to eat the meat of the carbon pesach. Kiyum shliyesh. You can't eat it raw, and you can't eat it mavushel b'mayim. What if you ate a kezayis of pesach that was raw, and another kezayis that was mavushel b'mayim? How many malchus do you get? So machlekes not gemara. Machlekes according to the Rambam, most Rishonim hold you get two malchus, not a machlekes at all. Shitas Rambam, the way the Rambam learns the gemara m'sachim, the end of the Rambam here in the sheretz. The Rambam's interpretation of the gemara m'sachim is that it's a machlekes abaya. That according to Abaya, you get two sets of two malchus, three really. The Abaya holds you get one malchus for Noah, one malchus for Mavushal, and one malchus for Ki and Shliyesh. And Rava holds no, you only get one malchus. It's one malchus. The Rambam's understanding seems to be that's first of all, that's the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara. It's not Rashi and Tosfos' interpretation of the Gemara. Okay, we're not learning the Gemara right now. But the Rambam also seems to hold that that also has to do with how many mitzvahs is in the Tayag mitzvahs. If it's two different malchus, then it's two different mitzvahs in the Tayag mitzvahs. If it's one malchus, then it's one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. Maybe not even two, three. If it's three different malchus, then it's three mitzvahs in the Tayag mitzvahs. If it's one malchus, then it's one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. So, what's the shot? We already saw before by the Rambam by Shotzim, the minyan mitzvahs is not identical with the Tayag mitzvahs. I think the havan over there is that it's a litmus test. What exactly is the intent of the Torah when it says this is about Teichel Menano, Loshim Ushogmayim, Ki Insliyesh? Is the Torah saying three different ideas? Don't eat a Korban Pesach, no. Don't eat a Mushal Mamayim. Then there's another idea, don't eat it, not Sliyesh. So if it's three different ideas, so number one, it's three different mitzvahs and Tayag mitzvahs. Number two, if you eat no and Mushal, then you're really being, you're being over three different kinds of Isur, because it's three different ideas. You're over that it's not, you're over that it's Mushal, you're over that it's not Sliyesh. If on the other hand you hold that it's one Malchus, then the idea is that these are different instantiations of the general idea that it has to be Sliyesh. So if it's not, it's also because it's not Sliyesh. And if it's Mevushal, it's also because it's not Sliyesh. And if it's not Sliyesh in some other way, so it's also not Sliyesh. So therefore it's one Malchus, and it's also one Mitzvah in Tayag and Tayag Mitzvahs. In other words, the point is that it's not axiomatic that the number of Tayag Mitzvahs has to be identical with the number of Malchus. You see by Shotzim that they diverge. What the Rambam just means, when the Rambam links them together, the Rambam's just saying, the litmus test, when I have two Isurim and I want to know, are these really two Isurim, or are these just two instantiations of one general idea? So that bears on how many mitzvahs it is, and it also bears on how many malchus you get. There, the number of malchus will be the litmus test for how many mitzvahs it is in the Tayag, or vice versa. There it goes hand in hand. I think that maybe that's the end. That would be the Rambam's answer to the Ramban's Hasodah. The Ramban asks in the Rambam, what are you connecting the malchus to the mitzvahs? Lash Eim Maisa is a lav and doesn't have any malchus at all. So you see there's two different issues, how many malchus and how many mitzvahs. So you see there's no connection. So Rambam's answer would be, I agree that you can have an issue that doesn't have malchus. Lash Eim Maisa doesn't have, or Lash Eim Tashlumim. There are many kinds of malchus that don't have malchus. The Rambam would say, I never suggested otherwise. By Shrotzim you have a case where you eat a Sheretz Oretz, and it's two different mitzvahs and Tayag mitzvahs, Sheretz Oretz and Shrotzim, and you only get one set of malchus. The Rambam said, I agree you could have cases where the number of malchus is not identical with the number of mitzvahs. I just meant to say that in ambiguous cases where it's not clear if these two different acts are really different Isurim, or there's different ways of being over the same Isur. So that will, you know, that case is like Noam Mulushal. Are those two different Isurim, two different ideas? Or maybe it's just two different ways of having the same idea that it's not Sliyesh. So there, the number of Urim and the number of the Malchus will be the same.
And
that's
By
Those are two different ideas. Listen, now let's get back to Bayer So the Kesem Mishnah is Bayer Olmai Motzei. Her is identical. So why do you get two different sets of? Why do you get two Malchus? Two sets of Malchus. So the Kesem Mishnah answer, because Bayer Olmai, you're only over if you see. So Bayer Olmai is more narrow than Bayer Motzei. That kind of Kesem Mishnah. So chay is a problem, because we saw in the Rambam that if one lav, even if the two lavim are different, but if one lav is more general, the other lav is more specific, so that one lav is a subset of the other, so then if you violate the more specific lav, you only get one malchus. So chay, even if we'll grant that Bayirah has this condition, they have to see the chametz in order to be able to Bayirah, and Bayimotzeh doesn't have that condition. So that's so that it'll come out. You could be over Bayimotze without being over Bayirah. But the converse is not true. Every case of Bayirah is going to be Bayimotze. Because even though you're not allowed to see chomets, it means you're not allowed to see your chomets. Because that's the Persian word. Shalchah teroya viyatviyah. Shalchoyah teroya viyatviyah. Shalachayah. Goyish chomets, you walk back and pass the Goyish bakery and look at the chomets. You can't smell the chomets, but I look at the chomets. So the Isser of Bayirah is only violated when it happens to be your chametz, and if it's your chametz, you're over Motzei. So the Chayr Bayirah, even after the test of Mishnah, even if Bayirah has this narrow condition that you have to see the chametz in order to be over, so Bayirah will be more circumscribed than Bayimotzei. So it's a specific lab that's included in a general lab. So it should still only be one malchus. But the Rambam implies that you get two malchus.
can say that in a specific circumstance is because it's a different idea.
I think that's the answer. The answer is that by Shotzim, it's not just, by Shotzim, it's not merely that every case of a Sheretz Oretz is going to also be a case of Shotzim. It's that the idea of Sheretz Oretz is included in the idea of Shotzim. So the Rambam holds you can't say he did two different things wrong. He ate a Sheretz Oretz, he ate a Sheretz. Eating a Sheretz Oretz is the same idea as eating a Sheretz, except it's narrower. So there, the Rambam holds you can't get two different malchus because he can't say he did two different ideas. He violated two different ideas. No, he violated the specific idea that's included in the general idea. Mashenkin by Rabbi Yerob by Yimotzei, it's not just that there's a tznag you have to see the chametz leave the iver. The nature of the iser is different. The iser is to see chametz. That has to be your chametz, obviously. But the iser is in the ma'aser iyo. Mashenkin by Rabbi Yimotzei, the iser is in the ma'aser bailus. Those are two different. So yes, it's true. Every case of Bali Roy happens to be a case of Bali Yimotzei, but it's two different ideas. That would still count as two different isur. I think there's other cases like this as well. For example, the Rambam says Baal Oviv. It says Erev Savicha Lo Segala. So Mechalik is Tanoi. What does that mean? Who's Erev Savicha Lo Segala? Mechalik is Tanoi. One opinion is that it means Anusas Oviv. Can't mean his wife's father's wife because that's except that it says Eishes Savicha. So what's Erev Savicha Lo Segala? So one opinion is that it's Anusas Oviv. The other opinion is I forget the names of the Tanoim. The other opinion is no, it's Baal Oviv. The Rambam passes that it's Baal Oviv. The lab of Erev Savicha Lo Segala is Baal Oviv. So the Rambam says the person is Baal Oviv, it's really Gemara. The Rambam says he's like a Shai. One for Baal Oviv and one for Mishkav Zachar. So there you can ask a similar question. Every case of Baal Oviv is automatically Mishkav Zachar. So how could it be? Yeah, nowadays it doesn't have to be, but fine. But that's a sad joke. So what's the pshat? Every case of Baal Oviv is included in the general law of Mishkav Zachar. So why do you get two sets of malchus? Teretz is the same thing because it's two different ideas. There's one din of Baal Oviv, it's a kurva. Every civil is a kurva. Then there's another din of al sifros. So that's back to two ideas. So even though every case of one is automatically a case of the other, every case of Baal Oviv is automatically a case of Mishkav Zachar. But lumais, it's two different ideas. Well, I'll show you an even more striking one. The lav in Torah, erbas bas eishes avicha meledes avicha loisagal erbasu. That's a pasuk in Achimais, I guess. Achimais, I think in Achimais. Erbas eishes avicha loisagal. Erbas bas eishes avicha meledes avicha.
It's your half-sister.
It's a half-sister. But it's a particular kind of half-sister. It's a half-sister from his father's side, and has to be in marriage. Or if it was Anusas Oviv, and there was a sister, that's not included in the pasuk. So that's the law. The chayra, every case of every such case of bas eishes avichom, eledes avichom, means the daughter of your father's wife by your father. Every such case is also a chayra. It's also law in Torah chayra. So every case of bas eishes oviv meledes oviv is automatically a case of a chayso. The converse is not true. You can have many cases of a chayso that are not bas eishes oviv meledes oviv. It could be a nusas oviv. It could be a sister from the mother's side, and that's all in the issue of a chayso, but it's not bas eishes oviv meledes oviv. Zoker Amar, that if a person was baal bas eishes oviv meledes oviv, so he's like a shtayim. He's like for this specific lav of bas eishes oviv meledes oviv, and he's like for the general lav of a chayson. That's the second Rambam in Yisrael. Also based on the Gemara. So same problem. And here it's even more acute. Here l'chayra, the specific lav is a subset. Every case of bas eishes oviv meledes oviv is automatically a case of a chayse. The opposite, of course, is not true. So, even in the ideation of it, it would seem to be here. It seems to be more like shotzer. This is a specific kind of sister. There's a general av chayse, and here's a specific kind of sister. A sister from his father's side through marriage, not through anusas oviv. And yet the Rambam says that you're like a shtayim. So what are we going to do with this? Here, we said by Bayerol, we said by Bayerol, by Mishnah, by Mishnah, by Zohar, by Bola, it's not going to help because it's two different ideas. It's the idea of Achayis. Here, it's not two different ideas. It's Achayis, and then it's a particular kind of Achayis. I think it is two different ideas. I think that's the answer. It is two different ideas. So I'll be back to this is Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Nun Dalet. Gemara discusses cases of Achva. Arayas that have to do where Achva is an element. For example, Achaisai, Achais Aviv, Achais Imai, Doidosai, which is his father's brother's wife, or his father's brother's wife. All these kinds of Achvas, when are they defined as Achva min Av only, and when are they defined as Achva ben min Av ben min Av? So the particular case the Gemara wants to know about is Achais Aviv, Achais Imai. The Torah says Achais Avicha and Achais Imecha, they're arayas. Does that mean a chais aviv bein min av bein min aim or only min av? So the Gemara says, well, on the one hand, we could compare it to a chais. Torah says a chais bas avichai bas imecha. So a chais is bein min av bein min aim. On the other hand, we can compare it to deidosai, and deidosai, the Gemara is lima deidosai is for sure only min av. So the Gemara brings out lima doima. Which one is it more doima to? The Gemara says, well, on the one hand, maybe it's more doima to. Maybe a chais aviv is more doime to a chais because it's not through marriage. The dos is through marriage, so maybe that's like you know the way they go around with it. Near lemi doime, and then he says no. On the other hand, in a way, a chais aviv is more like the dosoi and less like a chaisoi, because dosoi and a chais aviv have in common that they're krevi av, and a chaisoi is krevi atzma. So therefore, the Gemara is in Sora, it's hard to know which way. The Gemara is Limud, I don't remember, you know, that's the rest of the sugya. But I'm going to just focus on this particular thing. So the Gemara draws a line. Achais Aviv, in common with Deidosai, those are called Krevi Aviv. Achaisai is called Krevi Atzme. Why is Achaisai Krevi Atzme more than Deidosai? How does she get to be a sister? Because she's his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter. So that's called Krevi Atzme. Achais Aviv and Achais Imai, that's called Krevi Aviv. Or Krevi Imai. What's the pshat? See in that Gemara that the kurva of Achaisai is because she's his sister, not because it's his father's daughter. Maybe because I think the child is because the Achaisai is Ben Minahab Ben Minay. It's not an Isra of Achaisai Minahab and another Isra of Achaisai Minay. It's Eves Achaisai Lusagala, Basa Vicha Oy Basi Mech, regardless of whether she's Basa Oy Oy Basi Mech. So she can't be also because she's his father's relative. Because Achais Imai is also awesome. She can't be awesome because she's his mother's relative, because Achais Imai Av is also awesome. Al Karchach, that the Shem Isra over here is not that she's his father's daughter or his mother's daughter. I don't care if it's his father's mother or his mother or his mother or his mother's daughter. The Shem Isra is Achais. That's called Krevei Atzmi. Now Shenkin Achais Avicha, the Isra is that she's Achais Avicha. Or Achais Imecha, the Isra is that she's Achais Imecha. That's Krevei Av and Krevei Ein. Likewise with Tadosa. So you see in that Gemara, we have such a distinction. So now, Nechzei Anan, the Isra of Bas Eishes Avicha Meledes Avicha, is that Krevei Atzmei or Krevei Aviv? So the first answer is, well, it's Krevei Atzmei because it's a kind of sister. But I think it's not, because the Torah doesn't say she's also because she's his sister. It doesn't say Achaisai. It says she's also because she's Bas Eishes Avicha Meledes Avicha. The Torah asks her because she's related to the father. And if it's from the mother's side, she's talking about her. But a component, the Shema Issa there is not Eishes Avicha. The Shema Issa is not Achayscha. Achayscha min Av al Yidei Nisuin. The Shema Issa is Bas Eishes Avicha. It's Krevi Ovim. It's not Krevi Atzma. So I think that's. So maybe we could say the same. I think that's the answer to the Rambam. If he's. It's Taka two different ideas. If he was Ba and Bas Eishes Ovim, my latest Ovim, even though every case of Bas Eishes Ovim, my latest Ovim, is automatically a case of a chayse too, he's still like a shtayim. Why? Because it's two different ideas. One is she's a chayse, that's Krevi Atzmei. Another thing is, in this particular case, she happens to be Bas Eishes Aviv, Meledes Aviv. So it's a Krevi Aviv. So she's also Timas Krevi Aviv, she's also Timas Krevi Atzmei. Yes, it's true, every single case of Bas Eishes Aviv, Meledes Aviv, is automatically a case of a chayse also. What? Every case of Bayur is also a case of Bayur Motzi. Every case of Bal Aviv is automatically a case of Mishkav Zohar. That doesn't prevent it being two Malkas. What prevents it being two Malkas is where it's the same idea. And if it's the same idea, just in a narrower form, so then already you can't get the, you can't get malchus twice. And I think that has to do with the whole thing that we're saying in the Rambam, that the court, that the just the whole thing we're saying in the Rambam, that it's not stam, that there's this arbitrary rule that the number of mitzvahs has to do with the number of lavim. It's that it's a litmus test: is this two ideas or one? In the normal mitzvah, is it two ideas or is it one idea? Well, the number of malchus is a clue whether it's one idea or two. Likewise, and then I know if it's not, how many mitzvahs it is. But over here, even though and by shotsim, for example, by shotsim I don't have that litmus test. But by shotsim I can see for myself, sheretz ha'aretz is the same idea as shotsim, just more specific. So that it's only one malchus. Well, so I was not saying an axiom: the number of malchus equals the number of mitzvahs. I'm saying the number of mitzvahs is a clue. The number of malchus is a clue to how many ideas there are. And if there's several malchus, it must be several ideas, and therefore separate mitzvahs. If there's one malchus, it must be one idea in different forms, and then it's going to only count as one mitzvah. But sometimes the number of mitzvahs is not a good clue. By shotsim, it's two different mitzvahs, because there are cases of shotsim that are not included in any specific mitzvah, and then there is sheretz ha'aretz, which is very specific. So it's two different mitzvahs, but we can figure out on our own that sheretz ha'aretz is not a separate idea than shotsim, just a subset of shotsim, so you only get one malchus. The same thing by conversely, when you have b'al-yor b'al-yimotze, as far as the b'al-yor b'al-yimotze, even though b'al-yor b'al-yimotze it's evident, even though every case of b'al-yor is automatically included in b'al-yimotze, but it's evident that two different ideas, because it's two different pulus. Or Baal of and Mishkav Zohar and so on. So there it's tackled two different ideas. Since it's two different ideas, so it gets to be two different malchus. Unlike Sheretz Ha'aretz and Shrotzim in general, where it's the same idea, just more specific, and then there's only one set of malchus. You know, one other thing I wanted to just talk through a little bit. The Rambam gives an example at the very beginning, when the Rambam gives examples of cases where Torah said the same mitzvah over and over again, and it only counts as one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. So one of his examples is tzitzis. The Rambam says tzitzis, the Torah said many times the afterward tzitzis. And he quotes in Gemara Menachos, Nachman Dalet, that kol she'en le tzitzis bebigdoi, somebody wears a beged of Dalet kanfas, and it doesn't have tzitzis. So oyver bechamisha asay. Says the Rambam, no bar seichel would say that tzitzis is five mitzvahs out of Tayag. So obviously, it's the same mitzvah. The Torah says it over and over again for various reasons. Torah says halachas, whatever, but it's the same mitzvah being repeated over and over. What are the five mitzvahs that he's over? So the Rambam enumerates. It doesn't say the Ferish in the words. It's over b'chamisha say. So the Rambam enumerates the five mitzvahs are v'nosnu al tzitzis hakola, v'osulem tzitzis, v'oyel lechem tzitzis, gedilun tasalucha, and al arba kanfes k'suscha. Those are the five mitzvahs. So the Rashbats and Zer Arkiya, yes, Dilun Taslucha and Al Arba Kanfes Ksuscha is two different mitzvahs. So the Torah says Dilun Taslucha Al Arba Kanfes Ksuscha. That's a two different mitzvahs. Dilun Taslucha Al Arba Kanfes Ksuscha. Talking very strange now. How does that get to be two mitzvahs? I mean, it's not two mitzvahs in the Tayag mitzvahs anyway. So it's one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. But what is it? But Al Kapanim, but the Gemara says Yoyer B'Chamish Shasei. It's like five repetitions of the same mitzvah. It's not five repetitions; it's four repetitions. How does Dilun Taslucha Al Arba Kanfes Ksusa? How does it get to be counted as two repetitions?
It's in the same pasuk.
It's the same pasuk. Dilun Taslucha Al Arba Kanfes. It's the same pasuk. Says the Rashbats, what's the end of the pasuk? Dilun Taslucha Al Arba Kanfes Ksusa. How does that get to be? How does that get to be two? It's not even two repetitions. I don't know. Meister Rashi over there in the Gemara learns differently. Rashi learns that the five mitzvahs are the first four the same as the Rambam. The fifth one says Rashi is Uisim Oisa. That's another repetition of the mitzvah. That's the fifth assay Uisim Oisa. If you say like Rashi, well, first of all, what's in the Kudus HaMachaikas? Why does the Rambam not count the Risa Maisa? The Sun of Shad is, the Rivosh says, it's also the Rivosh in Simon Tov Pei Vav, says that, I don't think he mentions the Rambam, but he says that he doesn't think Ruisim Oisei is a mitzvah. He says Ruisim Oisei is a super dvarim of why after the word tzitzis. Now, the Torah says, also in tzitzis, hakad v'gdeim, what's the purpose? In order that, Ruisim Oisei is chatam is called mitzvah Hashem. It's like the Tama mitzvah. The Torah says, the reason why I want you to wear tzitzis, that then you'll see the tzitzis and you'll remember the called mitzvah Hashem. So it's added tzivud. Rashi apparently held that the Ruisim Oisei is a is it tzivud? If the Ruisim Oisei is a tzivud, and that's the Rambam apparently held like the Rebbe, the Ruisim Oisei is not a tzivud. So therefore, Ruisim Oisei doesn't go into the Chamisha Aseh. If according to Rashi, the Ruisim Oisei is a tzivud, so yesh lodim if it's a mitzvah and tayag mitzvah, because that's already not a repetition; it's a whole different idea. There's one mitzvah to wear tzitzis, but. If a reason why it's not just a super dvarim, but if a reason why it's a chiyuv, so the chor, that's like a different idea to wear tzitzis and to see the tzitzis. And the emes is that's the sheet of the smak. The sheet of the smak is that there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, and there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. He learns the pasuk like Rashi, that if a reason why it's a tzivui. And it's different, no, the smak doesn't say this, there's five mitzvahs of tzitzis. But the other four, the Rambam is right, their repetitions are the same idea. Dealing pasulcha, rosalem tzitzis, it's all chiyuvim of having tzitzis, of being mat tzitzis in the beggar. But there is a mitzvah, it's a different idea. It says the smack, there's two mitzvahs, it's a separate mitzvah entirely. And the Rambam, I think the Rambam would agree to that if he held there is a mitzvah was a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't count there is a mitzvah as one of the five. He holds there is a mitzvah not a tzivah at all. He holds like the Rivash, that there is a mitzvah is just a super dvar. If it's a mitzvah, then why not be mechayim mitzvah more? Every time, it's only mechayim mitzvah, the mitzvah, and you know, get dressed. Actually, maybe that's totally. Maybe it's not totally. I don't know. It doesn't say shir in the smack. You know, how many times do you have to see the tzitzis? Maybe you still have to see it once. Any of them. But I'll compare him. The place can talk more in the context of Kriya Shema. Like, is there a mitzvah to look at the tzitzis by Kriya Shema? That's what the Rosh is talking about. But the Rosh brings from the Gaonim that there's no inyan to look at the tzitzis during Kriya Shema. Sounds like you shouldn't even do it. It brings from Rav Natrunoi, Gaonim, don't look at the tzitzis during Kriya Shema. I don't know what that means. Don't meaning don't like it's bad or don't like you don't have to. And the Rosh says that even though it's not a mitzvah, he doesn't think that it's a mitzvah. He thinks it's a sibud var. But still, why not do the Sipa Dvarim? Well, you're saying Krishma, you should do the Sipa Dvarim. Torah says this is the purpose. So why are you saying Krishma? You should look at the tzitzis. So there is some discussion around that. So anyway, I saw an interesting word. And that pasuk, Isam Oisei Chatam is called Mitzvah Hashem. So Rashi says, how do you remember all of Mitzvah Hashem from seeing the tzitzis? Says Rashi, because tzitzis in gematria is 600, and then you have Eishmayin Chutim and Chamisha Ksharim, so male it's 613, so you see the tzitzis and you remember called Mitzvah Hashem. Yes, the Ramban, Chamisha Ksharim is not a deraisim. I'm not even sure it counts as a rabbonim, but it's certainly not a deraisim. How could that be Psham Pasuk? For Yisrael Meisu is Chatim because it's Chamisha Ksharim, but the Raisin only Chamisha Ksharim. So what's the. So the Ramban is Chelik in Rashi. The Ramban is Yisrael Meisu is Chatim because you see the Tchelis. So the whole of Isa Moshe is for the sake of the Tchelis. Chol Chidur Amar is partial to knowing, you know, looking at the Tzitzis by Kriyashma. Alachas Kamu V'Kamu the rest of the day. Because the whole thing is Tchelis. If you don't have Tchelis, I mean, if you have Tchelis, I'm not talking. But if you don't have Tchelis, then there's no Isa Moshe according to Amar altogether. Yeah, Chanam. But I'm complaining that's Machlek is Rashi and Ramban. Rashi learns the Isa Moshe is with the Gematria, and the Ramban learns the Isa Moshe is the Tchelis. Some the Rivash are not like their man. The Rivash is the only one to look like Kriyishma. I don't think the Rivash have Chemes, as far as I know. So what's that Kipshad in Rashi? Chamishik Shoram is only a Dara of their eyes. So I saw in this Shoyer Shoram, the Sefer and Sefer Mitzvahs from contemporary Talmud Chacham, very, very nice things there. So he wants to suggest the following, that the Rashi L'shitosa, that since Rashi L'shitosa, Rishon L'shitosa is a mitzvah, that's just a secret one, but it's a mitzvah. So it means it says in Torah mitzvah that the reisa loisa was chatem, that you should look at the tzitzis and through the reisa you should be nisker in the peyagmises. So male included in that is that you have to find ways that the tzitzis should remind you of the peyagmises. So that's why we have kamishik shor, because with that we get a gematria, and with the gematria we'll be able to be nisker in the peyagmises. In a chenami, kamishik shor is not a deraisa. We deraisa, it doesn't say how you have to find. You could find other gematrias. You know, if you could find some other gematria, make a different number of charm, or figure out some other gematria, or you know, maybe some other, whatever it is. If you could find some other mnemonic for yourself, tzitzis in English, and you know, has a numeric, whatever it is, it doesn't. The specific way that the tzitzis will remind you of the tayag mitzvahs, that's not written in stone. That's not a din deraisa. So maybe chamishik charm is not a din deraisa. But nonetheless, it's a din deraisa that the ra'iyah should bring you the deschir. Maybe I would say, this is the way he says it. Now they're saying over, I would say maybe a slightly different nusach. The Indian is your Isa Moshe's Chatem, that you should look at the tzitzis, and through looking at the tzitzis, you should remember the tayag mitzvahs. So maybe on a deraisa level, you could do it without the gematria. For Isa Moshe, and you'll remember the tayag mitzvahs, because the Torah says you should look at it and remember the tayag mitzvahs. So it's like, that itself is enough. The Torah said you should look at the tzitzis and remember the tayag mitzvahs. So on a deraisa level, even without any gematria, you look at the tzitzis, and you'll remember the tayag mitzvahs, because the Torah said you should look at the tzitzis and remember the tayag mitzvahs. But since that's the idea, that there is a mitzvah, there is a chiyuv of a mitzvah of Isa Moshe Uschatim, so because of that idea, so therefore we have a minug, or a drabonim, I'm sure it's a drabonim, or it's a minug, that we should have chamishik sharim, because that's a chiyum. So just like, you know, like they say in the Rambam, that tefillah is only drabonim. That doesn't mean davening is not a chiyum deraisa. The idea of tefillah is a deraisa, but there's no chiyuv in tefillah in deraisa. So al derech zeh, we can say in the, or at least not in the Rabban rather. The Rabban holds tefillah is only the Rabbanon, except for Shas Tzorah. The Rabban doesn't mean that if you daven is not a kid, that on the rice level it has no meaning. And that, you know, it's not even a good situation. But the point that I want to bring out is the mitzvah is chayav. Whatever you could do that will facilitate that zechira is a kiyum deraisa. It's a kiyum of mitzvah is chayav. So on a deraisa level, you don't have chamishik sharm. You just look at the tzitzis and remember. But the chamishik sharm certainly facilitate the zechira, because now you have a gematria for tayag. So that becomes a kiyum of Reisa Maisu Chatan. That's how we are Mekayim, Reisa Maisu Chatan. About it, you can be Mekayim without that. You can have memory, you can have Reisa Maisu Chatan without the gematria. But Ayos, we do that in order to be Mekayim, Reisa Maisu Chatan. So Rashi reads that into the Pasuk, because that's how we fulfill the Pasuk of Reisa Maisu Chatan. So Rashi, she tells us that Reisa Maisu Chatan is a chiyuv. So we fulfill that chiyuv by having Chamishik Shor. That Chamishik Shor can also fulfill the chiyuv. But now that you have a chamishik sharm, it becomes incorporated into the kiyum of Risa Meisus Chatem is called Mitzvah Sem. So Mela, that's how Rashi says it. Maybe the Rambam also Risa Meisus Chatem is a sipa dvar. So if it's a sipa dvarim, so it means it happens automatically. It's not that you have a chiyuv to facilitate it. So it happens automatically. How does it happen automatically? Chamishik sharm, mechatesi after that chamishik sharm. So the Rambam, no, it's different shatim. Tchelis automatically reminds you of the kiseha kovod. Like asking more, Chayos Dan Yam, Yam Dan Melkir, Kid Dan Melkisei HaKovid. So on. The story with Rav Dessler, that they had about Shteh, about Shuvah, he asked him about this Gemara. He said, well, he looks at Tzitzis, he doesn't see, he's not reminded of Kisei HaKovid, like very far-fetched. But he used to, you know, see the Tchelis, and Dan Yam, Yam Dan Melkir, Kid Dan Melkisei HaKovid. It's a very far-fetched chain of association. So Rav Dessler said to him, it says in the Gemara, it says in Halacha, that you're not supposed to look at the big day tzivayim of a lady that are hanging on the clothing line, because it'll remind you, it'll bring the yuriyah there. So he said to him, that you understand. So he said, yeah, that he understands pretty well. So he said, yeah, because your head isn't that, so that you understand. If your head would be in, for somebody whose head is in Kedusha, so he understands this. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop with that. So I'll let you know about next week. We're not going to have. There's a little bit of things we're going on, maybe.
Is it the last week, though?
Yeah, next week's the last week. Yeah, next week's the last week.